It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. A new financial world means a new financial generation. Are millennials up to the challenge? Watching Your Wealth's Veronica Dagger examines the financial struggles facing millennials coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Shannon Schuyler is head of corporate responsibility at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and she's here to tell us about the financial challenges facing wealthy millennials. Welcome, Shannon.
Oh, great. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. So, Shannon, let's go through some of the challenges. What are they?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think there was some thought that because of all the technology out there and because of what millennials have seen as part of their parents and other family members and others that they know going through the financial downturn, that they would be more savvy to mm-hmm. things that were going on with their finances. And in fact, what we're finding is that college-educated millennials are really graduating with a very limited sense of what to do with their money. And about 14% answered questions, just very basic questions about mortgages and inflation. They just weren't able to really understand the important, even basic fundamental issues around their finances.
Yikes. So not having that important knowledge that they need to have is a big challenge. I would wonder, though, is because we're hearing so many millennials, folks graduating with a lot of college debt. I would think that debt is a big challenge. And maybe I'm wondering if that debt, because they feel so overwhelmed by the debt, they're afraid to or overwhelmed at the thought of learning about all these other financial issues.
No, I think that definitely is it. I mean, what we found is that even millennials who are coming out with income over $75,000, which is pretty substantial, that 54% of them are paying for their finances from attending college, and 60% are paying if they went on to a graduate degree. And so there is this feeling of this crushing debt. And so here you come out and you get your first job and you go in with kind of being carrying all this extra baggage. And so whether it's your student loans, whether it's credit cards that you took out, and what we think is happening is millennials are starting their job saying, oh my gosh, this is great. I'm making $75,000. And even if they can make everything work out with their rent and with the experiences they want to have with their friends and the standard of living they want, they haven't taken into consideration all those other debts that are coming with them and how to make all those things work together.
Yeah, there's a lot of debt if you're talking about credit card debt and maybe school loan debt and all this debt. Even if you're having a good time day to day, you're still going out to dinner with your friends and going on vacation. Having that debt, I feel, is almost like a low-grade infection. It weighs you down. It makes you tired psychologically and financially, and that's a big burden. And sometimes we overspend. We keep spending to make ourselves feel better, which makes the debt even worse. So it's a real issue. So those are some of the top challenges. What are some action steps millennials can take to overcome these challenges?
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that this study found was that millennials aren't comfortable talking about it. And so I think it's getting comfortable first knowing it's not just happening to one or two people. I mean, this is pretty pervasive right now that millennials are really the most indebted generation overall. And so this is widespread. And so whether it's talking to your peers or talking to your family or talking to a formal financial advisor, really having the conversation and starting to look at, as early as possible, what kind of debt do you have and how can you go about trying to mitigate some of that as you move forward? We know that millennials want to be able to talk peer-to-peer because they want to be able to talk to somebody who knows finances, who actually gets why it's important for them to have the experiences they have, why it's important to be able to go out with friends and to be a part of a health club. And so they're really looking for people that are more their age to have these conversations with, and certainly leveraging different kinds of online platforms and feeling like they can involve others in these discussions will be a great first step and hopefully less scary than going into a very formalized financial planner that frankly is only worried about your you know, your very future, and millennials are looking at today, not necessarily what's going to happen 20 years down the road.
Right. It helps to go to someone who relates to and understands your challenges specifically. Maybe someone who even looks around your own age is powerful. Thank you so much for joining us, Shannon.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure. And this has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.